My name is Zia. I am 18 years old. Today is the 12th of December, 2019, and I'm speaking with Ashika, who is my friend. We are recording this in Austin, Texas. Okay, Ashika, my first question is, tell me about your brother slash sister, and how would you describe them?
So I have a younger brother who is currently a junior in high school. So my brother is the complete opposite of me. He's more athletic and he's more into like hanging out with his friends, where I'm more of like the person who likes to go out and do extracurricular activities, and I like to like participate in the robotics team versus him who's played football for like most of middle school and like he played in high school as well.
Okay, that's very interesting. So another question is, were there any teachers who had a particularly strong influence on your life? Can you tell me about them?
So I had this teacher in second grade. Her name was Mrs. Naylor. And after second grade, she became my private tutor just for like some elementary school like reading and math lessons. And so I was really close to her because she was my tutor throughout elementary school. And she was an older woman who like always invited us to her like place and like gave us some crackers or like popsicles and things like that and like let us play with her dog. So, over time, she became more of a family friend rather than just my tutor. And I remember once I had a Flat Stanley project who she actually sent to her brother in the military, who took some time to like write some letters and sent it back to me. And one time we were invited to her house for Thanksgiving, and like my parents would take over some Indian food for her because she really liked that. And she was one of the first people that like really believed in me and, you know, like encouraged me to like do what I wanted to do and like believed in me like academically and things like that.
That's so cute. My mom is a teacher, so my mom, like, I have kids like that used to come to my house.
Yeah.
And it was always like such a cute little, and they always wanted to play, and it was always like, it was more than just the education. Yeah. It was like the whole family aspect of it.
She was really sweet. We're still in touch right now, and it's been like, what, more than 10 years
now? Oh my gosh, that's insane. Okay, so what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
So one of the most important lessons I've learned has to do with spending time with family. My mom's side of the family and my dad's side of the family are really close. So each of my parents have 4 sisters and a brother, and they've been really close to them. And I have all of my cousins, almost every one of my aunts and uncles has almost 2 kids. And so we've grown up always like getting together and having family events and spending time together. And so I'm like really close to them. And I've learned over time that like those are the people that I can go to for anything. And I've just formed this really close bond with them. And my parents always teach me about the value of family. They always talk about how like when things go wrong, like those
that's
are the
who
people
you rely on.
Yeah, those are the people that are always going to be there, that are going to support you. And it's so important to spend time with them. And like even this last Thanksgiving, I remember like I had things to do, but I wanted to spend time with them because family's more important than anything. And those are like the moments that you'll cherish forever and remember.
That's so true. I know. Family's big. Family's big in my life, but it's, like, my family lives so far away that, like, it's hard to have family big.
Yeah.
So, like, I wish I had your family, and, like, everybody's so close, and everybody can drive to each other. Like, a lot of them can. So,
yeah.
It's, like, you get together, and it's, like, one big happy, which
yeah.
is so nice.
There's some people that are, like, further away, like my aunt who lives in New Zealand, and my grandparents still live in Pakistan.
Yeah.
But they came up for to the United States for my graduation, which was really nice because I got to see them.
That's so cute. Okay, another question. When was the last time you cried and why?
So I briefly mentioned this. Over Thanksgiving break, I was super stressed because I had a programming lab because I'm an engineer and we get those types of things and they're horrible. But I was having a mental breakdown because I couldn't figure out how to do it, and it was working and then it wasn't working. And I started crying in front of all my cousins who were there to spend Thanksgiving with me. And I was so sad because I had to grind on this lab while everyone else was having fun. And I was trying to get ready for this event, and I couldn't get this done, and I really wanted to finish. And it was just a very stressful time, and I was just freaking out. And I, like, get stressed out really easily. And so that was the last time I cried, which was less than a week ago. So there's that.
I think that explains a lot about college.
Yep.
Okay, last one. Can you tell me one of your happiest childhood memories?
So when I was younger, on my birthday or my brother's birthday, my parents would take both of us to Toys R Us, back when it was still open, and we'd each get to pick out a gift because they didn't want one of us to feel left out, so they'd get gifts for both of us.
Oh.
And we'd get to go with them to, like, pick out our gifts for her birthday, and, like, I would always get, like, a bead set or something, like, arts and crafts.
Oh, I love
and
those.
And my mom would be like, you stop making this after a few days, or, like...
Yeah, use it once, and then it, like, goes in a
drawer.
Yeah,
or, like, everything's all around the house, and it's messy, but... I love that my parents did that for both of us, and, like, they did it for a really long time, like, up until we were, like, almost middle school.
Aw, that's so cute. Okay, well, thank you for talking with me today.
No problem.